I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 9th. The Quincy School Department will create an equity, diversity, and inclusion coordinator. The school committee has voted in favor of creating the new position in the wake of a recent student walkout at Quincy High School in response to hate speech and racist acts that were posted on social media. The Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Coordinator was one of the recommendations from students during meetings that were held following the student walkout. Administrators will be creating a job description for the new position and then begin the search for applicants. The job will pay between $100,000 and $120,000 per year and will be funded with federal money. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the new coordinator will likely come from outside the school system. The position will fall under the superintendent's leadership staff. The schools are also making other changes as a result of student concerns, including updating the student handbook, creating more diverse curriculum, and culinary offerings. A Quincy man who was wanted on numerous outstanding warrants was arrested in Quincy Tuesday. 26-year-old Dylan Costello was apprehended on Prout Street after trying to flee from officers in a vehicle. Police say Costello was wanted for fleeing from multiple traffic violations and for driving an unregistered vehicle. Costello allegedly tried to flee from police Tuesday morning by driving in reverse down Prout Street in West Quincy, which is a dead end. Police say Costello was apprehended on 9 outstanding warrants. Officers also say they found methamphetamine packaged for sale and $502 cash in the vehicle. Costello faces multiple motor vehicle and drug charges in Quincy District Court. The Pierce Middle School in Milton briefly went into lockdown yesterday morning after a student thought they saw an adult carrying a gun. In the end, Milton Police Deputy Chief James O'Neill said it was just a staff member holding a phone charger in their pocket. After the student reported what they thought they saw, the school went into lockdown. Milton police officers then arrived to the school along with officers from nearby departments. They talked to the adult in question and determined there was no danger. The school resumed its normal day's activities at around 10 a.m. The U.S. Senate yesterday narrowly confirmed Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins to be the next U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The vote to confirm Rollins faced weeks of delay, and the final votes yesterday came with some drama. Vice President Kamala Harris was needed to break two votes that were tied 50-50 along party lines. The first vote came yesterday morning on a procedural motion to advance her nomination to a full confirmation vote. The vice president also had to break a tie in the final confirmation vote. Republicans all voted against Rollins' nomination. Rollins was the first woman of color to serve as a district attorney in Massachusetts, and she becomes the first black woman to serve as U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. The last permanent U.S. attorney for the state was Trump appointee Andrew Lelling. Governor Baker will now have to appoint a successor to fill the remainder of Rollins' term, which expires next year. State police disciplined two troopers who failed to intervene when trainees at the State Police Academy in New Braintree slid through a watered-down hallway, similar to a child's slip-and-slide. State police suspended the two troopers without pay after a video surfaced of that incident that happened earlier this year at the academy. The video shows a shirtless trainee wearing a helmet sliding on his stomach down the hallway. Trooper Douglas Grout was suspended for 45 days. Trooper Ryan Stanley was suspended for 30 days. The investigation revealed both troopers directed the trainees to take part in the activity and that Grout recorded and then shared the video. Grout will not be eligible for the next two promotional exams, and Stanley will not be eligible for the next promotional exam. Both troopers have been removed from their positions at the training academy. A bus driver shortage is impacting the MBTA and leading to some service cuts over the next few weeks. T says they're doubling down on efforts to fill hundreds of open positions, including train and trolley operators, especially bus drivers who are in high demand. But until that happens, service will be cut on some lines starting December 19th. T says they're currently dropping one of every 20 scheduled bus trips. As a result, they're making schedule changes that prioritize routes that are the most crowded and in communities that rely most on public transportation. It is a staffing shortage that's causing the cuts, according to T General Manager Steve Poftat. At the same time, the T will be reducing service on other lines until they can recruit and train more bus and train operators. The biggest changes will be to the bus schedules, where 31 routes will have reduced service. Three routes, the 19, 38, and Silver Line 1 lines, will see increased service. There'll be no changes to subway lines. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow up 35. The NASDAQ rose 100. And the S&P added 14. Global stocks also higher. The dollar is down. The euro fell. And oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. Celtics lose to the Clippers, 114-111. The Bruins lose to Vancouver, 2-1. In a shootout, the Bees are in Edmonton tonight at 9. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, mostly sunny and chilly with a high in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy, cold, low 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the mid-40s. Scattered showers Saturday. And warm with a high Saturday in the low to mid-60s. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 47. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, northwest winds, 20 knots, and a high tide right after 3 p.m. Sunrise at 7:01, set at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 9th.